Blue Sky Radio, community call out, and today we're here in what can only be described as the most beautiful corner of the Staffordshire countryside. We're just outside of Stone. We've come along to the Oak Tree Farm Rural Project. Joining me is General Manager David Morton. David, hello.
Hello, yeah, welcome, Kevin, yes.
It's absolutely, you don't have to say anything about thanks or whatever being here today. It's an absolute privilege and it's a treat for me. If you can, for listeners to Blue Sky Radio, firstly, can you just paint something of an audio picture of what we've got in front of us?
Oak Tree Farm, we're a small holding. Aim of it is to provide occupation, training, activity for people with learning disabilities. The setting for it is this lovely small holding, so 15 acres. You can see we've got these greenhouses and polytunnels where we're growing plants and flowers. We've got a field out here that we grow vegetables. As we walked in, you walk past the pottery, yeah, which is making ceramics, and the tea room. General public can come along, have a cup of tea, and it's all to provide activity for our people with learning disabilities.
Well, just to say, David, you mentioned a few moments ago the wonderful tea room. Oak Tree, it's not my first visit. I make very, very regular good use of your tea room. And it's not just the wonderful teas that are being served up, but the produce that those playing a part in the Oak Tree Farm Rural Project. It might be a case of doing some pottery. It might be a case of helping out here in the polytunnels. We're actually stood in one right now where the plants are grown. But the vegetables are then used to make some of the fabulous soups that you've got in the two rooms.
Absolutely. So root vegetables, obviously autumn things like parsnips and pumpkins, the salad that goes into the tea room, lettuces and tomatoes and things like that. And then we do sell some plants from that sales area as you passed when you came in. Those plants are grown here. And again, it's not about selling vast quantities of plants. It's about the activity. The individual person can do some very simple things like pricking out a seedling or potting on a seedling, watering it, nurturing it, and then we can sell it, so there's an outcome at the end of it. And that's the same with all aspects of Oak Tree. It's about having something meaningful. It's actually real. We've got some small animals as well that visitors can see if they visit the tea room. We've got some chickens and ducks and things like that. We're not a petting farm, so it's not about visitors coming along and doing that, but our team members do look after those animals, and we've also got some cattle as well. So we've got 15 acres, as I said before, and we've got some we've got six heifers at the moment. They come into the cow shed in the winter, so there's all of those things that are associated with looking after animals as well.
Oak Tree Farm, how did it come about in the first place?
It came about because a group of parents of people with learning disabilities and some of the teachers and staff from the special school in Stafford, Marshland School, wanted an alternative to the sort of town-based large day centres that were the case at the time. This is,
going back some years.
35, 40 years ago. And so they got, those parents got together, developed the charity. It is a charity. We've had support over the years from donors, grants and things like that. People are very generous in supporting us. So it was about giving people an alternative to the town-based activities that were available. Actually, I think we perhaps were at the forefront of that, because there's quite a lot of that across the country now. They call it care farming. I don't like the word care farming, but you know, where these kind of activities, this kind of setting is beneficial to people, you know, not just with learning disabilities, but all sorts, you know, mental health issues or whatever.
You and the team no doubt have learned greatly over the 35 years that you've been operating. So going forward with Oak Tree Farm as a rural project, what would you say are the key aims?
Well, we've got some things that we would like to do in the short term. We're going to be rebuilding our toilet block. We're going to put in some new toilets up and improving the facilities. Our admin officer needs a new office because she's working in the porter cabin at the moment. So we've got those sort of things that are going to be happening in the next, well, this summer, hopefully. But then into the future. We just there's no big dream to expand or anything like that, but just doing different things. I mean, we've started doing some willow weaving. One of our volunteers does that. You know, all things that can just engage people and give them more diverse experience.
You're probably not going to thank me for saying this, but to all intents and purpose, Oak Tree Farm, the rural project, it's a well-kept secret. Listeners to Blue Sky Radio thinking, well, just outside of Stone, where exactly would I find it? It's on the B5027 Uttoxeter Road between Uttoxeter and Stone itself. We mentioned the team members, the young and the not-so-young adults that work here at Oak Tree. What do you think they get out of the experience?
It's a place to come and work for many people. I mean, there's a social aspect to it, that people can be fulfilled. They can reach their potential in whatever gardening, craft, catering, and really feel valued. You know, it's like the rest of us. You know, we've all got jobs, haven't we? You know, why should it be any different to anybody else?
And they also get to meet different people from different walks of life, using the tea rooms that you've mentioned, or perhaps seeing some of the animals that you keep here.
Yeah, the visitors can go in the tea room. So our team members, not all of our team members work in the tea room. Obviously, they've got to be able to do their food hygiene certificate and things like that. So those people are, you know, it's the face of it. But the general public can, you know, we can break down those barriers to see that people with disabilities, learned disabilities, are capable of great things. Yeah, yeah.
And working alongside this working team that you have here at Oak Tree Farm, the fabulous volunteers, where would you be without that support?
Well, we wouldn't be here, it's simple as that. All of our trustees are volunteers, and we have at least probably 3 or 4 volunteers each day. In 2014, it is now, that was recognised, the value of the volunteers. Oak Tree Farm received the Queen's Award for Voluntary Service, which is equivalent to an MBE that an individual might get, but obviously for an organisation.
So. What fantastic recognition.
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, it's something to live up to. So, you know, we've got to keep up our standards. But I mean, that just, we are a voluntary organisation. I mean, we employ an excellent staff team. But the origin and the core of it is a voluntary organisation, a charity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if we do have listeners to Blue Sky Radio thinking, I've got a couple of hours in the week, I really like the idea of what's happening there at Oak Tree Farm. Is there ways and means of getting in touch to volunteer?
Yeah, I mean, we don't need a lot more volunteers. Not that Blue Sky Radio might produce hundreds and hundreds of people. We couldn't cope with that. But people that are interested in learning disability and have got some time, then they can get in touch. What I would suggest is that anybody that's interested in what we do is that they go to our website, which is www.oaktreefarm.uk.net. You know, there's all sorts of pictures and that, so you don't have to visit to see the work that we're doing.
Well, can I just say, it's lovely being here today. Thank you for the invite to come along. Wishing you and the team all the very, very best, Dave. I'm going to head off and see whether I can just find a small table and just help myself to a cup of tea and perhaps a slice of quiche whilst I'm here at the tea rooms.
You never know. You might be able to get a slot in there. It's always very busy.
So, hugely popular.
So you've got to book.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for the invite today. It's wonderful being
Welcome.
Here.